if you want laughs, you might want to check out The Liar, which is opening tomorrow night at NCRT. I have the director of the play, Troy, in the studio. Hey, Troy, welcome.
Good afternoon.
I'm happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about this play. I know I read that it's an adaptation of a French farce.
That's right. It is a 2010 adaptation slash translation of a 17th century French farce by Pierre Corneille.
How does that translate into modern times?
Well, with it being a translation and an adaptation, the playwright has taken some liberties with the play and has made it more modern with some, you know, references to our contemporary times.
Cool. How did you choose this play, or did they choose you to direct it? Or
yeah, I believe that NCRT, they selected this play as part of their season, and then they invited me to direct it a little over a year ago. And I've been in Humboldt County almost 2 years, and I've been approached a few times to do things in the community, and being a professor at HSU, I don't always have a chance to because of availability, but this seemed to work out pretty well this summer, and it's always a great opportunity to direct a farce. It can always be a lot of fun.
Yeah, everybody could use a good laugh is what I like to
say about it. Indeed. Some summer respite, some summer entertainment for sure.
So what intrigued you about this particular work?
About this play? Mm-hmm. Well, several things, actually. Being a farce is, to me, was something that really caught my attention. I have a background in physical comedy and physical theater. So, of course, farce is full of physical antics and physical comedy. So that was a pretty exciting aspect to it. Being a classical play, there's a great emphasis. There's a lot of there's a big emphasis on language itself. And there's a lot of clever, witty wordplay in this production. So it's sort of a unique play that it is farce that historically doesn't always stress the language, but there's wordplay as much as the physical antics going on.
So it sounds like the modern playwright did his job.
Indeed. David Ives is the playwright who made this adaptation translation, and you know, he has been around for several years, and he's oftentimes known for writing very witty, clever one acts. And actually, when I was an undergraduate and a graduate student, I worked on some of David Ives' scenes in my classes. So that was another thing that drew me to this, that is by David Ives.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about your cast.
My cast, great. I have 8 terrific actors in this play, 5 men and 3 women. There's such an array of characters, over-the-top, exaggerated characters.
Pretty sure I know one of your actors when you say over-the-top and exaggerated.
Oh, yeah.
Matt?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Matt Atkins-Hearn. That's right.
Yes. Or as I call him, Matkins.
Matkins. That's right. He plays a character, Feliste, who's sort of the sidekick to a character named Al Seep, who, as the script calls him, a hot-headed sort of... they actually call him Mount Vesuvius. So so he kind of has a temper. There's Feliste and there's Al Seep. The main character is Durant, who is an individual who cannot tell the truth ever.
It's like one of those crazy logic puzzles. What do you say to the man, you know, which door has the tiger if you know he's always lying?
Right. Yeah, he always lies. And then Durant's servant is Cletone, and his big problem is he can only tell the truth. So that sets up for a great conflict. Of one character cannot ever speak the truth, where the other one always has to tell the truth. So it gives some great dramatic effect there.
That sounds like way too much fun.
Yeah. And I should mention, there is another character who is the father of Durant, who has come with Durant to Paris to find a wife for him. And then the women roles are particularly fun. We have a Clarice and a Lucrece, who are best friends, and they get all caught up in these little, you know, love triangle sort of things that are going on.
Mistaken identity. Food of farce.
Indeed. And yes. And so the other woman role is a... servant. We have an actor named Caroline who plays, they're twin servants, and she plays both roles. And so you can imagine there are some very quick offstage changes to her costume.
Wow. Do you have to have a special dresser to help her?
There are some secrets and some magic in the costuming itself.
Say nothing.
And yes, there probably are some people offstage helping her.
I have friends who met because one of them was dressing the other one. And I think it was at NCRT. It might have been at Ferndale Rep. They met, fell in love, and have been married all these years because one of them dressed the other.
Oh, how
like
wonderful.
In one of these quick change situations. So,
well, you know, it is a team sport. We have all hands on deck. And, yeah, there's one of the quick changes, actually. I think there are only 5 words in the script. So David Ives certainly has thrown a curveball
what
at
a workout.
The actor and the director. Yeah, indeed.
How do you, I mean, you've got all this witty wordplay, and then you have all this physical comedy, and as director, you figure out, like, where everybody is and what they're doing.
Yes.
How do you approach something like this?
Well, I put my faith in actors. You know, as a director, I try to get each of them on the path where I want them to go. And really, I try to give the ball to them, let them make the big choices in bringing these characters to life. So in terms of the rehearsal process, there's a lot of just exploration, especially with the physical comedy for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And I tell the actors, please come to every rehearsal. Please keep playing, because this is where we find possibility for humor to happen and discovery.
That sounds like a really fun process.
Yeah, it is. And so I stress play every rehearsal, and now every dress rehearsal. I tell the actors, the contest every night is who's going to have the most fun on stage tonight.
Oh, dear.
Right.
oh, my.
So, you know, I put my faith in them. I try to guide them into making big choices. Sometimes I demonstrate character choices to help get them to the extreme I want them to go, depending on their character. And then we spent some time working on the language itself, which is so important. You know, when you're doing a classical play, you've got to privilege that language and articulation, because the words are almost the star of the play as much as the antics on stage.
Nice. So much fun. Opens tomorrow night, NCRT, 8 o'clock. This week only, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee at 2, then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the last matinee... with the last Thursday night, the final week, and it goes all the way through the beginning of August. If you want tickets, I suggest reservations. 442-NCRT, 442-6278. And at some point, probably next week, we will have some tickets to give away here
Great.
At KHUM. So we are looking forward to that. Is there anything else you want to say about the play?
Come out, support NCRT. This is going to be a pretty special show, and I think you're going to have a great time.
Yay, I am so glad. So glad that you came in and did all that. I was going to have like this very cool song all ready to go, and my computer just ate my choice.
Ooh.
So,
you want me to sing?
Well. No. I think what we'll do instead is we'll just play somebody who's been here in the KHUM studios. This is Patty Larkin and the Cranes.